What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to this video about Bud Light now being in 14th place among all beers. They started out as number one and dropped to 14th because of their political stance and their stupid virtue signaling in their ads. Before we get into that, though, I want to play an advertisement from a premium luxury liqueur that doesn't taste like horse piss like Bud Light, but a high quality premium liquor. So let's get into it. Dizzle brand chip food commercial.
Me and my team, whenever we link up, they wanna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink ups. So tell the bartender to tend to the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell the waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting list, another waiting for that tropical twist. That'll kick your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the
Dizzle.
That's right. I really mean it. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to dizzlebrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's beverage. You must be 21 and over, and shipping and handling is included. Below that is actual store locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. And also the Dizzle brand merch is available at dizzlebrand.com as well. And Etsy.com, that's E-T-S-Y.com. Search for Dizzle brand or go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle brand. And also check out the Dizzle brand gummies that officially launched on the 15th. Go to DizzleNova.com. I repeat, go to DizzleNova.com for the Dizzle gummies, which are now available online for purchase as well, and 25 states as well, if I'm not mistaken. So DizzleBrand.com, DizzleNova.com. All right, let's get into it.
Building a parallel economy, succeeding in boycotts, shaping mainstream American culture, bringing it back to some strong moral-based values, while still recognizing that we have a long way to go in being better people. I love the idea that the Second Amendment is being reinforced, that if you look back at the 80s and you look at gun rights and everything, it was actually a lot harder to own a gun back then than it is now. So, in fact, we are not losing our rights to keep and bear arms. There have been some setbacks, but we have been winning over the past few.
I agree, because North Carolina just made it where I could go get a handgun without having a carry permit, which it should have been that way anyways. I mean, you know, what's the difference between a handgun and a shotgun? I mean, somebody can still leave out the house with a shotgun and go commit crimes and harm people, you know, the same you can with a handgun. So, yeah, there's that.
Few decades. These are all great things. We got a long way to go. We want to make sure we keep the good moral values, get rid of the bad ones. And that's what I see in the Bud Light scandal, the Bud Light boycott. That's what I see with Sound of Freedom. That's what I see with the Public Square app. Download Public Square if you have not already, because there's a whole bunch of companies that want to sell products that believe in American values, believe in family values, good morals. And what I find with these businesses on apps like Public Square is they are good, honest, sane, rational people. For the most part, nobody's perfect. But the world I see is a traditionally and classically liberal one, as America had been for a long time. And I'm not saying the modern colloquial version of liberal, which is the story you see here, which is, you know, weird leftist stuff. I'm talking about raising a family right, hard work, personal responsibility, and recognizing that, you know, we want to have individual rights and liberties and protect those that are rooted in the Constitution. We have by doing so, made this country the greatest country on earth. But now we're facing very serious competition with the BRICS nations, and it's problematic, as the left would say. I bring all that up because I want to talk to you about this story. I want to talk to you a bit about Bud Light, and it's not really about Bud Light, just about all of it. You see, the story that we're seeing right now is sad Dylan Mulvaney flees to Peru and complains she no longer feels safe in the U.S. after Bud Light fiasco. Trans influencer frolics with llama and hires a shaman.
That's the problem right there, first of all. The title of this, she. Dylan Mulvaney is not a she. Dylan Mulvaney is a he. You know, this is... like, this is the problem right here. Like, you can't conform and give in to this shit. You can't, like, you can't give in to this fairy tale, make-believe world. Because once you do, then reality no longer matters. Truth no longer matters. Honesty no longer matters. You know, and when I see people attacking morals and values, I have the question, do they have morals and values?
I saw this story and I see a lot of people tweeting it. I think it's important to highlight where we are with the Bud Light story, because Costco recently, the other day, dropped it. Not as a major chain, but many locations apparently have this symbol, it's the Star of Death, indicating they're not going to be restocking the brand. Bud Light has now dropped, I believe, we have the story here, to 14th place among beers from number one. I mean, this is massive. This is massive. And so I had to wonder about a story like this, because again, I see Culture Warriors posting this, the Daily Mail obviously running the story saying, Dylan Mulvaney flees. Flees? Oh, come on, guys. Now, I'm not going to play this game. I think it's very important to talk about how we're winning. I think it's very important to take an opportunity whenever we have the chance to talk about the impact of the Bud Light boycott and how it continually gets worse. Part of me feels, you know, it's kind of like beating a dead horse. We did it. We won. But, you know, I've said before, I'm like, I guess we're wrapping up the Bud Light story with a nice little bow, but it's not changing. It's actually getting worse. And so the issue here is I want to make sure we all know that this cultural force is persistent. With the success of things like Sound of Freedom, Public Square, and all these brands, we are winning and building that parallel economy. And so it's not so much just about this beer. It's about our cultural impact is expanding. It's not about being conservative. This is the most annoying thing. The left views anybody outside of the cult as conservative. That's what it means. So there's been criticisms of me because I was...
Yeah, let me stop right there. That's probably a lot of people would say... they think I'm conservative or I'm Republican. Well, in order for you to be Republican, you have to actually vote Republican. I haven't. Never in my life. I voted once in my life, and that was Barack Obama. And I knew the game was totally rigged after that. I knew it didn't matter who I vote for on a national level. None of these motherfuckers are in my best interest. Republican or Democrat. To me, like, voting on local levels is the only thing that matters. Like, anything outside your town or your city that you vote on doesn't really matter, because, you know, if I vote for somebody in a, you know, like, if I vote for governor of North Carolina, his agenda isn't necessarily going to be the Fayetteville, North Carolina agenda. That's the thing. Agendas change every city, every town. Apparently, the political views and ideologies are changing every city and every town. You know, yeah.
Say we and our, and they say he must be talking about conservatives. I'm not. I'm talking about classical liberals, libertarians, disaffected liberals. There's a whole faction of people who disagree on a wide range of political issues that don't like what the cult is doing. I want to make sure that framing is sound. But let's talk about this news, and then we'll go through the cultural victories that we've been seeing, because there's a lot of updates in this regard. One of the most important things I want to highlight is the Bud Light boycott is a historical event on Wikipedia. That's right. 100 years from now, people will talk about the cultural shift caused by the 2023 Bud Light boycott. How amazing is that? And when I saw the news that Bud Light...
Let me chime in one more time, too. What's the difference between a boycott and cancel culture? I mean, there's big differences. A boycott is, you know, basically the companies taking a stance and alienated half of their consumer base. You basically spit in the face of your consumers and, you know, said fuck your half your consumers. And that's why you're being boycotted. You've taken a stance that's alienated half the people that buy your product. Cancel culture is all different. Cancel culture is if you don't believe in my views or my ideology, we have to cancel you. We have to cancel everything about you. We can't allow you to have a platform to speak on if we don't agree with what you say. That's cancel culture, which is really just censorship. Cancel culture is just another way to say censorship, another form of censorship. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's censorship in disguise. Boycotting is like, yo, we're not going to buy your fucking product no more because you called us a bunch of fucking frat boys and shit, you know? You said you don't want to sell beer to us no more, so we don't want to buy your fucking beer anymore. That's what's going on here with the boycott. Cancel culture is, you know, we don't agree with your views or your ideology, so we have to have you censored. That's basically canceled, censored, same thing, you know, which is basically some dictatorship, communist, socialist bullshit.
It had dropped to 14th place. I'm like, okay, man, it's getting worse. They were number one. They were number one in sales, number two in sales now, but now among consumers, 14th place. That's crazy. We're seeing bottling plants shut down. And then what do I see? Viral clickbait about Dylan Mulvaney. Okay, we may take issues with the algorithmic manipulation that comes from characters like Dylan Mulvaney, from apps like TikTok and Instagram and all of that. But let's just call this out for what it is. While it is true that Dylan Mulvaney claims that they don't feel safe in the U.S. anymore, it's not fleeing to Peru. It's a vacation. And I'm not gonna play this game. Look, we're winning on the culture war front. We don't need people sharing stories like this that grossly exaggerate. Dylan Mulvaney took a vacation to South America to go look at llamas and do shaman stuff. People do it all the time. When Dave Chappelle went to like some retreat, they were like, he had a mental breakdown and went to get some like weird shaman stuff. It's like, bro, took a vacation. Calm down. Well, here's the story. Because mostly like half true, right? Dylan Mulvaney has fled to Peru for some much needed solo travel and soul searching after she complained she no longer felt safe in the U.S. The trans influencer 26 has been at the center of scandals. We know. She told fans in a series of videos, which included posing with a llama, okay, surprise, I'm in Peru. I'm at Machu Picchu. Isn't this so beautiful? Dylan Mulvaney's laughing and having a good... You know, look, man, we talked about...
Yeah, that really looks like somebody that's fleeing for their life. They have fear for their life. You know... These businesses, man, they really trip me out with this shit. I mean, could you imagine? I could only imagine being the number one promo guy on the planet, have the number one, you know, promotion company on the planet by sales, and just be like, you know what? We got too many hip hop artists for clients and R&B clients. We need more popping, you know. Like, really? You're number one, and you think you have to change something. You have to fix something. This idea that you got to fix something when you're the top dog, you're number one. What a bunch of horseshit. What a bunch of bullshit. And whoever that person was in the marketing team that couldn't put two to two together and get four and realize, oh, we're number one. We don't really need to do nothing but keep doing what we're doing. Like, if you're number one in the game, you don't got to do nothing but keep doing what you're doing. And if you drop to number two, hey, maybe it's something you got to change to get back to number one. But these fools literally shot themselves in the foot, put their foot in their mouth with this shit. Because this is the thing of these boycotts. These people that they're trying to virtue signal to and trying to appease to, they're not going out and buying the beer while it's being boycotted. You're trying to appease to the LGBTQ community. They're not rushing out there to support Bud Light. It's the complete opposite. So you call yourself trying to appease to this little small crowd, and they don't even want to have nothing to do with you. And now 25% of your consumers are literally gone. You know, any company that loses 25% of their consumers like that is going to lose a shit ton of money. A shit ton of money. You're talking about one out of every four customers is gone. It's gone. All because you want a virtue signal and appease to 1% of the crowd. 1% of the people in a population. That majority of them are not even old enough to drink beer. They're teenagers that are not even old enough to drink your horse piss of a beer. You know, how about you focus on just putting out a better quality beer, Bud Light? Because that's what we do at Dizzle. We put out a high quality premium luxury liqueur. You know, we don't get involved in politics. Dizzle is for everybody. White, black, Puerto Rican, Asian, and Haitian. Dominican and Caucasian. I mean, it doesn't matter. And, you know, it's for everybody of all races. And we're not in the business of alienating our consumer base. So, once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Bud Light, man, what were you thinking, man? You could, if you were to just keep doing what you were doing, just marketing like you were marketing, and don't stick your nose into identity politics, virtue signaling, or any kind of politics, you still be the number one beer on the planet selling wise. You ain't the number one tasting beer, that's for sure. You're number one horse piss tasting beer, but you'd be the number one selling beer if you just did, if you just, you know, focused on actually making a good quality beer and selling beer. Just focus on selling beer. As a music promo guy, I just focus on music promo. I don't got time to, you know, I don't worry about nobody's politics or their religions or anything when I promote music. I just promote the music. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.